Harper Teen and Harper Audio present My Contrary Mary by Cynthia Hand, Brody Ashton and Jodie Meadows. Read by Fiona Hardingham. The present time, together with the past, shall be judged by a great jovialist. Nostradamus. In my end is my beginning. Mary, Queen of Scots. Prologue. You may think you know the story. All right, we know. We just had to get it out of the way. But now that we have your attention, we'd like to remind you that you actually have heard of this particular Mary. Does Queen of Scots ring a bell? If you're a history buff, or if you watch TV, you probably know that this Mary was married to a prince. Aww. But she didn't get to live happily ever after because her beloved died young of an ear infection. Boo. After that, Mary bounced around from place to place and husband to husband, simply trying to stay alive. But she posed a threat to another famous queen, Elizabeth I of England. And eventually, the politics of the day caught up with Mary and, gulp, she lost her head. It wasn't the happiest of endings. But you know us. We're never satisfied until we've fixed the tragedies of history, which means changing things around a bit from what you'd read in the history books, like cough, dates, names, and a few major details. So boy, have we got a story for you about Mary, Queen of Scots. In those days, think 1560, the world was sharply divided between two groups of people, Idians and Verities. The Idians believed that inside every person was an animal, a creature you could become whenever you wished. One Idian could become a dog, for instance, and another could transform himself into a horse. Call him G. The other faction, the Verities, was not amused by these shape-shifting shenanigans. They believed that people should be people. Period. The friction between these two groups led to a lot of conflict. Like, a lot. Wars were fought, people on both sides were thrown into prison and tortured, and more than one person lost her head. Which brings us back to our story, starring a teenage queen who hates being told what to do, a prince who has never felt particularly charming, and the daughter of a famous seer who's about to be dragged into a political game of cat and mouse. One thing's for certain. It's not easy being queen. 1. Mary. Imagine, if you will, dear listener, the Louvre in Paris, France, in the days before it became a museum, an enormous marble palace stretching along the banks of the Seine. Then imagine a garden. Behind that palace, a large expanse of meticulously upkept greenery, fountains and courtyards. In the back of one such courtyard was a butt. No, dear listener, not a backside-type butt, but an archery butt, which is the thingy with the bullseye on it that archers shoot arrows at. And roughly 15 paces from the butt, there stood a girl. But this girl was not just a girl, she was a queen. Not a princess, not a lady, a queen. Her name was Mary. At the moment, Mary was concentrating on the butt. She lifted the bow in her arms, drew it back, and aimed. One brown eye squeezed shut, while the other focused sharply on the bullseye.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?